Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time now to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back in just a moment.
A lot of people think I'm superstitious. I never step on cracks. I never keep black cats on the ranch. I never open umbrellas indoors, not even in the barn. And I never let a young calf go unvaccinated. Because young calves are up against a whole lot more than you think. And I'm not just talking about bad luck, but stuff that even their mama's milk can't protect them from in the long run. Like BVD type 1B, the most common subtype of BVD in infected calves. That's why I vaccinate them with Pyramid 5 Plus Pre-Sponse SQ. It's the only approved combination vaccine that protects calves from BVD type 1B respiratory disease for at least 217 days. Plus, its viral and bacterial protection shields the unluckiest of calves. Even my doomed number 13 calf. Talk with your Boehringer Ingelheim VetMedica Inc. representative today. Learn more at bi-vetmedica.com/cattle.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, we're looking at livestock futures here this morning, and kind of a rough day yesterday, finishing pretty much negative across the board yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave, as the trading and the close was negative yesterday for the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures both. Profit taking appeared to have been the main reason for the selling that took place. Now, we did see the choice box beef back above the $150 mark yesterday, as choice box beef was up $3.68. Select boxes were up $2.36, and a good total movement of 152 loads. Daily cattle kill was only 99,000 head. We saw the cash feeder index up 67 cents. And today is expiration of the March feeder cattle futures and option contracts. On the close yesterday, April live cattle 27 cents lower. May feeders down $1.90. June lean hogs were 7 cents lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Coming up this Friday, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction, starting 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232, or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 33,000 head, including 6,700 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 13,800 weaned calves, and 2,500 calves on cows. If you want to know details about when a specific lot may sell or more information about the offerings in general, give them a call, 800-422-2117, or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, Tom, looking at the grain futures, kind of a similar story to the livestock. Wheat, soybeans lower. Corn higher for the most part, but just kind of right above unchanged yesterday.
You know, Dave, yesterday we did have another session that lacked price-moving news to really have any effect on the grain and the soybean futures. But as you said, Dave, the wheat and the soybeans closed negative once again, while the corn managed to close positive for the fourth straight session and made new highs for the month of March. Now, this morning, we're going to see our weekly export sales come out at 7:30, and the Saudi airstrikes in Yemen are having an effect on our financial and our energy markets this morning. At the moment, the May KC wheat's 2.25 cents higher, May corn's up a half a penny, May soybeans trading down a half a penny, May cotton 27 points lower. The May crude oil at the moment is up $2.18. The June dollar index is down 49 cents. And June Dow Jones futures trading 119 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much for your time today. Certainly appreciate it. We'll visit with you again tomorrow and look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.